Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Westwood One. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint Daily for Wednesday, November 14th, 2018, your daily source for esports and video game discussion. My name's Joe Sloan, so glad to have you tuned in. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Coming up today on Checkpoint, we asked you at home what game most recently surprised the heck out of you. Was it a pleasant surprise or a disappointment? We'll get your answers and share our own coming up today on Checkpoint. But we start today with Fallout 76. The new game from Bethesda shocked us all when it went live early, bringing Reclamation Day to us all sooner than we expected. But did it live up to expectations? Joining me to help break it down are my co-hosts, Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
On drops, Norris Howard.
Filthy rats.
And manning the board today, Nate Bender.
Do I have rads? I feel like I have rads.
I probably have rads.
Everything gives rads, right?
Have you found any food that doesn't give you rads?
No.
Okay,
no,
I'm just
not a single thing.
Sure.
Purified water is the only thing.
So I'm correct in thinking then that you have to first to eat food to get that bar up, then take your rad aways to get that bar down, and then drink water.
Yes, that is three resource management things that you must do.
But you have to do them in that order for
right.
it to make sense.
Because rad away makes you thirsty.
Right, exactly. Yes. So if you do that second, third, you're dumb.
Which... all of that right there is, I think, the biggest and coolest thing for me with Fallout 76 is there's so much more at stake in this game than there is in any of the Fallouts that I feel like I've played before.
Yeah, I mean, as I sit down and play Fallout 76, I'm really surprised at how much, like, you get so little done at any given moment, but you do make that incremental progress.
No, it feels like a proper MMO. That feels like proper MMO progress.
No, it does. And I think that style of game now is coming back, because playing this and then immediately going back to playing Red Dead, it's remarkable at how much time you can take to do a few things. And I really like that. Like, I'm playing both of these games, and I'm perfectly okay with not finishing them until the new year. Like, I'm
right.
okay with it.
Well, and you're not going to finish
and
it
I'm not
until
going
the new year. I got
yeah.
it for you.
But I'm completely okay with that, and I think that's awesome because there's replay value in that.
To Norris's point, too, and I pointed this out actually pretty early on in the game, is when I play Fallouts, every location I come to, you have to pick over everything. You have to check every container, every nook and cranny, because there could be something important there that you might miss. But in Fallout 76, because it's its online world, because things are constantly respawning, and it, you know, there's got to be some type of randomization to it, I don't feel like I need to go over every tiny little detail, and it's such a load off of my shoulders.
You know, and I think that that's something that Bethesda does really, really well when they translate their game into an online environment. And I thought the exact same thing as I was playing through Elder Scrolls, and that is, this is fundamentally an Elder Scrolls yeah. experience that involves other people. This is fundamentally a Fallout experience that involves other people. And Bethesda, in their wisdom, had the foresight to go, okay, instead of doing, like, you know, completely shardless, and there's you know, millions of people, we're going to limit it to like 20 people per map. And it really does make the game feel very open.
It was great because we all got to stream it on launch day.
Yep.
Well,
technically early
launch day.
Pre-reclamation day.
Yeah. Has anyone ever heard of that happening, of a game going live early?
No.
Especially not an MMO.
And not a AAA title.
At least one that didn't try to leverage it as like a pre-order bonus,
right,
or something.
Yeah. Any game besides Five Nights at Freddy's, that's the only one that ever shows up early.
Yeah, that's true.
But Nate, to your point about how so few people that there are in the game world, we came across a base during our stream, during our playthrough, and there's a guy who just walked into our base, and we instantly went like, hold on, who is he?
What's that guy doing here?
Hold on, what is his purpose here? You know, it was
well grouped up. He was the only person that we saw.
The
too,
only person that we mm-hmm. saw. And I mean, you know, I love the little things that this game does, because if you're grouped up, you claim a camp and then someone else comes into that camp. It's like they have, I would assume, a timer before
they're trespassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this guy, you know, he wasn't hostile, but he stayed around too long and he got flagged as wanted.
So does that mean you could have just shot at him?
Yes.
You'd have been within your rights to shoot at
and
him?
Yes. 10 caps.
Wow. Now, and you would have done so had he not been significantly higher level than you guys.
Yeah.
I think the three of us could have took
him. We probably could have.
He was also in power armor, though.
Do you feel like he might have been daring you to shoot?
He might have.
He might have said, like, hey, this is a nice camp you guys have here.
would be a shame if anything happened to it.
Such a shame would be if something was to happen. But he's like, yeah, shoot at me. Try and kick me out. I think I'll just hang out here.
But then he got flagged as wanted. And right. for the rest of the game, for the entire time, I'm looking at the map. Every time he comes up as a big red wanted sign. So, I mean, it affected him. It impacted him as a player for the rest of his playtime that game. And I just love that. This is stuff that MMOs used to do, you know, flag players as PKs or red players, that MMOs stopped doing because people kept going, that's unfair.
It's ruining my experience.
You know, and really what it was is that they did something dumb and lost out on their stuff and paid a consequence for it.
Correct.
And, you know, millennials don't like to accept consequences for things and instead complain to mom and dad GM about it and got them involved. And so it's been a feature that has been slowly devved out of MMOs. Mm-hmm. And I love that Bethesda is bringing it back as a part of Fallout 76.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP. I want to thank listeners on Fox Sports Shoals at 97.9 FM and 1340 AM in Florence, Alabama. We're currently discussing Fallout 76 and our reactions to it. So one of the things that I absolutely loved about this game was the element of exploration. Going to places felt like it was worthwhile to go there and check it out. I'm walking somewhere, but I see a building off to the left. It felt worthwhile to go in there and check it out. My biggest concern was all of the reading. And it's not to say, like, oh, you know, millennial doesn't want to read, whatever. And admittedly, very early in the game, I started skipping a lot of the computer terminal text. I'm like, it's
everybody
I don't need
skips
to, exactly.
computer terminal text.
I don't
text,
need to read
though.
20 pages of text everywhere I go. I can go there, kind of get a concept of what happened in this building.
Sure.
And the point is, they do a very good job with visual cues of what happened in the building.
Yeah. Oh, man, the way, and this sounds very weird, but the way they lay out corpses to tell a story
as
to
what happened
in a particular area is really dope. Like, you know, when you log in and you first get out of the vault and you go, there's a farm you go across, and in this farm, in the little area where there's supposed to be corn or wheat or whatever, you just see these charred bodies that are, you know, frozen in the exact motion that they were in when the bomb dropped, and, you know, like the whole Terminator 2 type thing.
Actually, and those aren't from the bomb, Norris. Do some more story.
Spoilers! I hit the wrong one.
Yeah, it's fine. But, you know, like, and I think that that's one of the really cool things that Bethesda does. And actually, that was something that I was worried about early on, too. You know, in Elder Scrolls Online, another Bethesda game, which I absolutely adore, absolutely every piece of dialogue is voice acted in, and it was a wonderful piece of attention to detail that helps me enjoy that story. But going back to text in computer terminals, that has been a classic delivery vehicle for a lot of story elements in the Fallout series, and I just don't know, without the presence of human NPCs, how exactly you get away from
holotapes.
Something like that.
Holotapes.
I mean, the holotapes definitely help, but there have to be some computer terminal sequences.
Yeah, and the thing you have to realize, too, is, you know, they've taken out, obviously they don't have to worry about doing all the voice acting and doing the writing for those NPCs, but they are still supplementing that. I listened to a holotape that, I kid you not, was like 5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are some really go on.
There are some holotapes that are like 5 minutes and it's just of silence.
Yeah, there was one that I listened to in a building that I found where it was like a few minutes of silence and then like a nuclear explosion going off and screaming.
Oh, wow, that's
it
really
was, like,
dark.
The last moments, and they're like, wow, oh, that's dark and sad.
Man, okay. This game is great.
Yeah, but I really kind of like that, though. I mean, it's a nice attention to detail aspect that Bethesda's always been really good at. And, it's actually, you know, this was something that Metal Gear Solid as a series also did very well, where you're going and finding tapes that give exposition on the story. I love that. It's smart all the way from, like, it takes cues from Dark Souls in the way that it gives context clues in your setting. And it takes hints from, you know, other games like Metal Gear Solid, obviously.
But the thing
real quick, I want to get from you guys, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What is your favorite thing about Fallout 76, and what needs to be worked on?
Okay, here's what needs to be worked on. I need to actually be able to hit play and the game start, and then I can play.
The bugs.
The bugs. And these
so
are
many
more,
bugs.
These are more than just quote unquote Bethesda bugs.
Yeah.
What I love is the fact that this is literally Fallout in every stretch of the imagination, and now it's just got my buddies in it, too. Yep. That's awesome.
I'm going to tack on to what I like about it. Same from Norris. What I was disappointed to see wasn't improved upon is that when you are upgrading your weapons, you really don't know what it's actually upgrading. It's still very vague. Improves accuracy. Greatly improves accuracy. Like, if we could get some actual values in there so we know what we're upgrading to, that would be a very helpful.
And I in terms of the good things, I think it does everything that Fallout already does right, and it brings multiplayer, and it does that for mostly it does all that right. The thing that I would like to see them address at some point, and this is a longer term development decision, but after you log off, your base disappears or it goes up for grabs. That is something that I'd like for them to, you know, try to address coming up in the future.
And that's where we're going to have to leave it. Did you at home get to try out Fallout 76? Do you agree with our take on it, or do you feel differently? Hit us up on our social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on the gram. We need to take a moment to make mention of the wildfires currently affecting California. Our hearts go out to everyone affected, and we hope that those of you still in danger find a way to safety. The Samuli Foundation and Anaheim Ducks Foundation are matching donations to help provide laptops and wireless internet access to students affected so that teaching can continue while rebuilding gets underway. Find more information over at esportsfed.org/about/donate. Ahead next on Checkpoint, we asked our social media followers what was the most recent game to completely surprise them. We'll give their responses and share our own coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily from Beasley Esports XP and Westwood One.
This is Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports 1360 WSAI in Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as Talk Radio 1360 KKBJ in Bemidji, Minnesota. Make sure you visit our website at CheckpointXP.com for full episodes on demand, both of the weekly national show and the brand new Checkpoint Daily. Podcasts like the Checkpoint Podcast, as well as our Overwatch podcast, Low Team Damage, as well as many more coming soon, and an archive of our interviews like Uber and Puckett casters for the Overwatch League, esports lawyer Ryan Fairchild, and probably our finest interview to date, an epic 20-minute conversation with Arnie Roth, conductor of Distant Worlds. Find those all at our website, CheckpointXP.com. You can also follow us on social media at CheckpointXP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on the gram, where you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we ask what the most recent game you played that completely surprised you. Got a ton of feedback, but first I want to kind of go around the room and ask you guys, what was the game that most surprised you? Robbie, I want you to start.
This is actually going to seem maybe kind of sudden, but I'm going to go with Fallout 76.
Dang it!
I know. We all expected this game to be great, but what I didn't expect it to do was actually improve on some aspects from the other Fallout games. There are actually things about this that I prefer over the other Fallout games, such as it somehow was able to magically take away the OCD that I have of when I go into a place, I have to loot every single piece of everything.
That's fair.
How worthless it seems.
All right, Norris, how about you?
I've been singing this game's praises for a while. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Origins was good. I really loved the protagonist in that game, but it still was very much so Assassin's Creed. Odyssey took the foundation that they were building in Origins and literally knocked it out of the park. That game is massive, and if it were not for Red Dead, it would truly be contending for my favorite game of the year.
And didn't they just add like a new like armor decoration system?
Yes, of course. They add the glamour system.
That's
to the
ridiculous.
Game after I'm already done with it.
Like that's, I mean, it's a cool feature to add. Maybe, you know, yeah, a little late after launch, yeah. But still very cool that they're continuing to support the game. Joe, how about you? What surprised you lately?
Well, Robbie took my answer because I was actually not expecting to like Fallout 76 all that much, and I did. So I'm going to have to go ahead and say Deltarune. It didn't surprise me in that I liked it. It surprised me in that it exists and that it came out.
That's fair. That's fair.
That was very surprising.
I think for me, my most surprising game purchase recently has been WWE 2K19. Mm. I plugged way more hours into that game than I thought because I bought it kind of as a joke, as a goof, right? Like, I hadn't played a WWE game since Raw is War on the N64.
Wow. So it's been a minute.
It's been a while. And I loved it, right? Like, you got to make your own. That was like the first generation where you got to make your own wrestlers.
Yeah.
And I loved that aspect of it.
Fun fact, by the way.
Yeah.
The reason you can make your own wrestlers, that's the reason I got a memory card for my N64.
Me
because
too.
You didn't have a memory card.
Me too. Absolutely. And then, you know, so like, here comes WWE 2K19. And I'm sort of expecting, like, okay, there's going to be a character creator. No. There is the most involved, ridiculous character creator that I've ever experienced in any video game ever, and it's for wrestling.
It's absurd.
It is absurd, but it's absurd in the best possible way, so I have to commend it for that. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on affiliate station 101 Sports in St. Louis and WOKR in Rochester, New York. We're currently talking about our social media question this week. What was the game that most surprised you? And we got a ton of responses, like this one from Orlando that said Dead Space 2. When I saw the ship from the first game again, I was like, oh crap.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like this answer from Bill. It says Hollow Knight. I only heard about it in negative tones, such as, yeah, it's good, but it's not the best. My friend who I trust in almost everything video game said, no, it probably is the best Metroidvania game ever, full stop. I was shocked, picked it up on the Switch, and I have to say, once I got it going and the game opened up, I loved it.
Jean-Paul here on Facebook said, I'd have to say the depth of Horizon Zero Dawn story, which was more interesting than I thought based on its premise. Robert Reed and Max also gave that same answer. If it wasn't for Fallout 76, I would have said Horizon Zero Dawn as well.
I mean, that's a game that you've been, you know, saying great things about for a couple years.
And a lot of people wrote off even when they first saw the trailer because they're like, robot dinosaurs? Come on.
Yeah. On Instagram, Bonacle52 says, Breath of the Wild. I did not expect the amount of open world elements and how realistic it is. Everything feels so fluid and you can keep going for hours without losing interest. The graphics are amazing and the attention to detail is impeccable.
Nobody should have been surprised.
Yeah, come on.
No. I mean, Nintendo's been up in their games steadily and specifically around their key series like Legend.
Well, hold on. We do need to remember that when Breath of the Wild came out, it was at the beginning of the Switch, and a lot of people in media were like, I don't know about that.
You know what? That's actually a fair point. Andrew on Facebook chimes in and says, Ring of Elysium. Not surprised that another free-to-play Battle Royale game released on Steam. However, it is more fun than PUBG and Fortnite combined.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know.
I don't know that one.
It's the
snowboarding one, right?
Oh,
like you can actually
Yeah.
You can like do cool border tricks and stuff in it.
Well, that sounds sweet.
I don't know. I think that was the trailer that I saw.
This one here's for Joe. Colton says, going to use the same answer as I did in the last social media quest you guys did. Life is Strange.
Ah.
A hipster photography student who can time travel sounds awful.
Yep.
Amazing game. Can't wait for 2 to be fully out.
I completely agree. When I first heard about the game, I didn't want to play it, and then I played it and loved it. By the way, read the first comic now that it's out, and it's great.
Oh, okay, good to know.
We got Laszlo on Facebook who says Persona 5, nothing compared from the last 2 years.
That's fair. We also on Twitter have Matt chiming in, and this is a man after my own heart right here, says, bought Ni No Kuni 2 while drunk one night. I understand those late night drunk gaming purchases decisions, but normally not my type of game, he says. Actually ended up having a lot of fun with that one.
I totally get that. Jimmy on Twitter also says, Destiny 2. Tried it because it's free, why not? And I ended up loving it.
Oh, you're all of, what, well, the three people that did?
Jimmy, I respectfully disagree with your opinion.
Jeff here says, Red Dead Redemption 2. Why does that surprise you, Jeff? Why did anyone pick that up and they're surprised that it's good?
Cowboy stuff turns a lot of people off.
Oh, yeah, it really does. Like the Western theme. Like, yeah. Like if Nate got it, I think he'd be pleasantly surprised by how much he liked it.
I think you're probably right. I think the thing that actually prevents me from picking it up is knowing how absorbing it is and how many other games I want to play right now. Like, you guys are all like, I don't even know how I'm going to be able to play Pokemon. I am sacrificing my Red Dead 2 time to be able to play Pokemon.
Oh, you know what?
Maybe I'll be able to play Red Dead 2 in the future.
The Dead Zone leading up to E3. There's your chance to do it.
There you go. Yep.
Clara on Twitter, also Clara hangs out in our chat room over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp a lot, says, just how beautiful the art style for Octopath is.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another weird answer. Michael on Facebook says, honestly, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. You haven't even
you
played
You don't have
it
the
yet.
Game yet.
Hey, you're not going to be surprised by that yet.
I'm stupid.
Ghostless Shell on Twitter says, funny enough, Diablo 3 on the Switch. Never played any of the series, and it is not only addictive, but plays and feels amazing on Switch in the handheld mode.
Dude, I have plugged so many hours into Diablo 3 on my Switch. It is perfect for that system. And it really is.
I played it at BlizzCon. It's perfect for the Switch.
I will pick it up, play it for like 15 minutes, and then put it back down, pick it up. And like, I think I'm in Act 3 on that game. Like, it's crazy.
Now they've fixed some of the problems with it. Isn't that game great?
It really is. All right, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show for esports and gaming on the radio. Visit our website over at checkpointxp.com for more insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Checkpoint XP Daily will be off on Friday, but join us tomorrow as Joe and Norris will be keeping you guys entertained. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking up from Christine Corpus and of course my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Radio, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointradio.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.